Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
God wants to build our knowledge and our sensitivity in Him to the point where we can know. We can have a greater wisdom and insight. The devil's not so easy, we're not so easily fooled by the devil because he tricks us of wanting stuff that we want carnally. God's setting us free, isn't He? That's his heart. So that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. He uses the same kind of thought that Jesus did when he talked about the vine and the branches. I've got to be connected to a source of life, and when I am and I allow that life to flow into me, fruit's going to happen. Things that I couldn't ever do or be are going to happen. Folks, I pray, I see the need in my own heart. God, do all this in me. I need you. I need you to change me. I need you to empower me. I need you to motivate me. I need all of this. I need everything that happened at the cross to start happening in me. Well, what good is it? What good is theology without reality? Thank God. All right? To the praise and the glory of God. So this is Paul's prayer. So this is my prayer. That my love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that I may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the praise of God. Would that be a good prayer to pray? Yeah. Do you actually expect Him to answer it? That's the point, because we know it's His will. And we know if we pray according to His will, He's going to hear us. Praise the Lord. Simple principle, isn't it? That we learn to take the things that we know are His will, and we can take them to Him with an expectation. I don't have to say, do I really qualify? Are you really sure? Is this about me or is this about somebody else? Oh, stop listening to the lies and the whispers of the evil one. Praise God. Look at Colossians. This was a group of people to whom Paul had never met. But he had heard about them, and he had this burden in prison, but he had a burden to be able to share the glorious riches of Christ with them. And so he's always thanking God in verse 3 and praying for them because he's heard of their faith and so forth. But then he comes down in 9 and you find out what he's praying. For this reason, because of we've heard about your faith and we're thankful about it. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. Okay, so what's this prayer? We continually, that's an interesting word. Prayer is not just a passing event and then we've done. This is a sense of relationship where we're talking and we're lifting our hearts and there's a constant sense of, I need this, but you're my answer. And I'm trusting in you. I'm drinking in. I'm connected to the vine. I'm opening the channels and letting the life flow in. Okay? So we continually ask God to do what? To fill you with the knowledge of His will. Wouldn't that be nice? To have a sense, to be able to have this ability in us to know what His will is. To know what's right and what's wrong. We're living in a confusing world with the devil shouting every kind of lie that you can imagine. I'd like to have a relationship with Him as close enough that I can begin to discern what's right and what's wrong and what His will is and what it isn't. Is this something He wants or is He holding back? This is His heart. This is why He's reaching out through Paul. Okay? We continually ask God to fill you with a knowledge of His will through all wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives. Now again, you have this sense that I need to have the wisdom, I need the understanding, and I know where it comes from. It comes from the Spirit. You got this same truth that he expresses again. All right, So where is he going with that? Why do I need that? Why do I need him to enlarge my understanding and my knowledge and all of that? So that you may live a life worthy of the Lord. There ain't no way it's going to happen unless he does something in my heart and my mind. I won't know what he wants or what he doesn't want. I'll be so out of touch with him. God wants us tuned in, connected, in such a way that I can actually live a life in this world that pleases him. What an amazing thing for somebody like me to be able to do something like that. I couldn't ever do it. To live a life worthy of the Lord and please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might. Goes on and on and on with this sense of what he has that I need and how we need to be reaching out and saying, oh God, you've already revealed that this is mine. It's been given to me through Christ. What am I doing here? Not asking for it, not expecting it. Living a life of spiritual poverty when you give me the riches of heaven if I just ask. I get that it's a process. I get that you're working in me and all of that. But it needs to be happening. It needs to be happening. That's where he's going with it. All right, according to his glorious might. Now, why that? Why do I need all of that knowledge and strength and power and all of that? So that you may have great endurance and patience. Oh, we love that, don't we? But we know that part of God building his life and his character in us is us standing against that which opposes our faith. And we're going to have to make choices day by day. And I have no way I can stand up to that unless he gives me the strength to do it. Is he willing to do that? He sure is. That's his heart in all of it. He wants us, every time we face something that is opposing our faith, we need to be going to him with an expectation. Lord, you allowed this, but you allowed it so you can come and help me and I can learn something. I can grow. All right? But how are we going to do that if we're not growing in the knowledge of God and being strengthened and so forth? So that we may have not just endurance, but great endurance and patience. God, give me patience and I want it now. No, it doesn't work that way, does it? All right, great endurance and patience. And then here's the part that we sometimes fall short, and giving thanks. How about not just enduring and going through whatever, but giving thanks in the middle of it? You got to be kidding me. That's how human beings think. But we need to see, you see, if we have the understanding, we can see all of what's happening on earth through God's eyes, that we're his treasure. He's building us up. He's preparing us for another world. It's not about the values of this world. It's not about anything this world stands for. But he's changing me from the inside out to think like him, to choose like him, to act like him in the world. And he's going to give me the power to do all of that. But he wants me to be asking and looking and expecting. Because it's his word. Praise God. It's a lot to think about, isn't it? It's not a complicated principle that we're talking about this morning, but is it real? Do we really live this out? Or do we need to be saying, wait a minute, these words in this book need to be words coming out of my mouth? I'll tell you, we talked last week about God putting his words in our mouth. This is a pretty good example of when he can take what he has preserved for us and it can become personal. Where instead of, that's wonderful that Paul prayed that, I can say, I can pray that because I know it's God's will. All right? Giving the joyful thanks, not grudging thanks, joyful thanks to the Father. So what's he done? He has qualified you. You think you lack the qualification for any of this? So do I. If I'm going to look inside and try to find some, it ain't there. He has done everything necessary to qualify me for all that he has provided. Thank God. That's the glory of the gospel. Praise God. Qualified you to share in the inheritance of his holy people in the kingdom of light. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Praise God. Now let's read it the other way. All right? I continually ask God to fill me with the knowledge of His will through all wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives, so that I may live a life worthy of the Lord and please Him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to His glorious might, so that I may have great endurance and patience in giving joyful thanks to the Father who has qualified me to share in the inheritance of His holy people in the kingdom of light. For He has rescued me from the dominion of darkness and brought me into the kingdom of the Son He loves, in whom I have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. You think just maybe the Lord might want us to see it in that light and begin to take everything He has revealed personally, take it to Him and give thanks, and not just throw it out there like, well, this is a nice sentiment, I'm supposed to do it, but Lord, I'm actually expecting that You're going to be at work in my life. I thank You, I praise You, I'm trusting You, on and on, looking to God. I'll tell you, we have an awesome God, don't we? I mean, you could, like I say, you can go on and on in the Scriptures, you can look at exhortations to be this and don't do that and all of that. Every one of them needs to become a prayer. Lord, You told me to love my brothers and sisters. Give me the power to do that. I want to do that. I recognize that naturally isn't how I am. I'm in a situation where I need to forgive. Because You told me to forgive. And here I am, and I'm trying, and I can't do it. But Lord, if You told me to forgive, I have every reason to say, Lord, You told me to forgive, and I'm asking You for the power to do it because You forgave me. There are a lot of things that I just can't do that. I just am weak. We make excuses for ourselves and our weakness instead of going to God with an expectant heart, because Jesus paid it all. And all that we could ever need, He has already given us in His Son through the cross. I'll tell you, to God be the glory. Praise God. Praise God. You know, you could go on and on with this. I don't think it's necessary. I don't know that we have to have a service of any special length. Somebody else may well have something, and that's fine. That's okay. If it's from the Lord, we want to hear it. But I'll tell you, I don't know. This thought has just touched my heart. I pray that God will make it live so it becomes a way of life. To learn to take the word that we know is God's will. And we remember that He answers according, if it's His will, we know that we have it. And then take it to Him with an expectant heart and look to Him and quit making excuses for all that I'm not. And just lay hold of what He has given me and begin to grow. Yeah, it won't happen overnight, and yeah, I'll fall in the mud here and there because I need to learn what I'm made of. But I can always go back to the cross. There's always an answer in Him. You know, your kids all make messes and do all kinds of things, but they're still your kids, and you still love them, and they still grow up, don't they?
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs, and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685, Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.